better.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
It's all good now because Ty Bollinger is back in the box. No, he's not. He's outside the box where we join him each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty, my friend.
RSB, are you back from your alien abduction?
Thank you for revealing the alien abduction. I feel like that guy Travis from that movie. I don't forget what it was even called, but I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, I remember the movie. I can't think of the name of the movie either, but yeah, I'm glad you're back. How did it feel to be force-fed non-organic GMO food for 15 minutes?
I did not like it, Sam. I am. So we got to kick it in. By the way, everybody, check it out. PowerToHealIsYours.com. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell. We got an ebook, free ebook. You guys want to understand vitamins, minerals, fats, little basic things, simple. Because a lot of times we're going over our own heads when we present some of this stuff. So we want to go back to basics there.
Yeah.
Free ebook for download, and it is the PowerToHealIsYours.com. It's easy.
Yeah, check it out. Great ebook, and you're going to learn a lot from listening to it, or from reading it. But we got to get into this vaccine article, don't we?
Yes. You know, anytime that there's a story that says 12 myths and facts about anything, you think, okay, they're going to clear it up. But it turns out they muddied the water even more. This is on Fox News. We've got it linked up in the show notes. 12 myths and facts about vaccines. Well, what did they do here, Ty?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, this is a propaganda piece. Here's what's going on. This is by Tammy Wirth, and I'm wondering if there is any relation to Tokyo Rose because of the fact that this is just Tokyo Rose.
Everybody.
This is propaganda.
Your number one enemy, your favorite playmate, orphan man, a radio Tokyo, the little sunbeam whose throat you like to touch, we're ready again for a vicious assault on your morale. 75 minutes of music and news for our friends, I mean our enemies in the South Pacific. Well,
that's Tokyo Rose.
Tokyo Rose. Well, yeah, now here's, and thank you for that, Super Don. Here's what's going on. There's no studies, okay? This is conjecture and this is opinion by Ms. Wirth. But see, this is the same thing that the other side accuses us of doing on the natural side. We just give opinions, but we don't have any studies to back it up, right? So let's play Freaky Wednesday, like Freaky Friday, where they switch places.
Right.
And we're going to be the ones that are going to give the studies to debunk their falsehoods in this article, okay? So, the first fact that she lists is that some vaccines contain mercury. Now, this is true, but inside that same paragraph, she says, however, since 2001, Tamiflu has not been present in routine vaccines for children younger than 6. Robert, is that true?
False. Wrong answer, Hans.
Wrong answer, because what vaccine is recommended by the CDC on their own website for 6-week-old infants? It's 3-letter acronym.
Can they say DPT?
DPT contains. Yeah. What does it contain? Tamiflu.
Little mercury. It's just a little bit. Pay no attention to the mercury behind the curtain or in the syringe.
Yes. So it took her 3 sentences before she lied the first time. All right, next one. Vaccines may cause autism. She says this is a myth. A small 1998 study by Andrew Wakefield claimed to find a link between measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccine, and autism. But since then, it's been shown to be flawed, and we all know that this is not true. Okay, Robert, you've interviewed Wakefield, haven't you?
Many times, and the fact of the matter is, if we go back to the original study, it wasn't even linking directly the MMR vaccine to autism. It was linking it to observed gastrointestinal inflammation, enterocolitis, which then you could say, okay, we see a relationship to the brain inflammation, et cetera. So they're even couching the study that they don't like in terms, they're kind of framing the debate and creating a straw man to break down before they even acknowledge really what's going on here.
Exactly, exactly. And now later on in that same paragraph about Andrew Wakefield, Ms. Wirth says, in 2004, the Institute of Medicine released a report that found no scientific evidence of a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. She goes on to say, in September 2010, the CDC published similar results. Now, question for you here. IOM, right? The first study that she quotes, Institute of Medicine, there was a man that was from Norway. His name was Powell Thorsen. You familiar with him?
Yes, he was on FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Yes. Okay. So he's been in, what, he had like 12 indictments a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it wasn't looking pretty for him. He was one of the biggest scam artists on the planet, and this is the one the CDC kept funneling money in to promote these studies, which, by the way, were debunked by my recent guest and good friend who was on the show last week, Brian Hooker, Ph.D., who's been a real thorn in the side of the CDC.
Yes. So now what we can do is we can follow the money trail. Okay, so here's the studies that she's using to support the position that vaccines don't cause autism. These studies were run by Dr. Paul Thorsen out of Norway, who was paid over $15 million by the CDC to publish the studies that disprove the links between vaccines and autism, despite the fact that the investigations by the Department of Justice uncovered research fraud. You don't ever hear that, do you?
No, no, you only hear about Andrew Wakefield being discredited because he was somehow doing something wrong in his research. But the reality is the fraud is on the part of the Thorsen guy and the CDC, as evidence, again, with Freedom of Information Act request from Brian Hooker, showing that the opposite is true with all the basic data that they were using. They massaged the data in such a way to disconnect the autism from the vaccines, but we know for a fact that they are contributing factors, sometimes very direct.
Yeah, exactly. And so here's what I see. Either the CDC conspired with Thorsen or he was their fall guy, because you got to have a fall guy for every great scam, don't you?
Yeah, of course. You know, and then he's the guy that they could sacrifice. But still, if, let's say, there were studies that proved the causation of vaccines and autism, and there was a guy like Thorsen taking money from somebody that had conflicts of interest, don't you think that would be front page news all over the planet?
It would be front page news for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I got a quiz for you, RSP. You ready?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
go ahead.
I didn't think you were. Well, just forget about the GMO non-organic food that you were just force-fed about an hour ago.
Right, the aliens have taken control of my mind.
They've got your mind. Okay, what do Ryan Mojave, Hannah Poling, Bailey Banks, Misty Hyatt, Keenan Friedman, Valentino Boca, and Julia Grimes all have in common?
Well, if I haven't lost all of my alien connection to the ethers here, they're all families that were compensated under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program for children who were damaged by vaccines that led to autism.
Yes, those are all children.
Dude,
that the government were compensated multiple millions of dollars by the government, admitting that the vaccines, primarily the MMR, caused autism in those children. Oops, I guess Ms. Wirth wasn't aware of those.
She's not very worthy.
She's not very worthy. Okay.
No.
All right, so let's continue here, shall we?
Yes, please, let's.
All right. Here's one of the myths. Too many shots weaken the immune system, according to Ms. Wirth. All right? She says, it's quite the contrary. Each dose allows the body to mount an immune response and make defense antibodies so the body can fight a real infection that shows up. Okay, well, apparently Ms. Wirth is not familiar with the 2012 research that was published in the Journal of Virology that found that the seasonal flu vaccine actually weakens the immune system and increases their chances of catching the flu.
Oops.
Potentially worsening the flu up to 5 times. Was she not aware of the research published at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, Netherlands, which took samples from 27 healthy unvaccinated children and 14 children who had been vaccinated, and they found that the non-vaccinated children built up more antibodies against the flu. I guess she's not familiar with those, but she can mount a good fable based upon no evidence, can't she?
Well, Mrs. Wirth is becoming more and more like Mrs. Worthless by the paragraph.
Yes. Now, here's another one. We got a few more minutes before the first break. We have to hit this one.
Yes.
Myth. Vaccines are for kids only. She says, this is a myth. There are numerous vaccines that can help adolescents and adults, both young and old. Most obvious is the flu shot.
Oh, no, she didn't. Not the flu shot.
Man, you talk about lobbing up a softball.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, has anybody here ever heard of the Cochrane Collaboration, the report on the flu shot?
Cochrane Collaboration. Is that the one, Robert, where they analyzed 51 studies over 294,000 children in 2006 was published that found no evidence that the flu vaccine is any more effective than a placebo in children?
Ooh, ouch. Miss Worth needs some Band-Aids.
Ouch. Is that the same study that, that reviewed 64 studies in 98 flu seasons and published the fact that the flu shots were non-significant in helping the elderly prevent the flu?
Yep, that's the one.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
They're targeting older and older folks, but listen, that's their... Ultimately, they see that's the roadway to riches because they don't have any big blockbuster drugs, so they have to convince us continually
okay.
via muddying up the waters that we need the vaccines, and that's going to be the way to go.
They do. And so the reason that we're pointing out these lies, folks, within this article is a quote by William Shenstone that I love. A liar begins with making falsehood appear like truth and ends with making truth itself appear like falsehood. That's what they're doing with these lies in these articles. There's some truths, like vaccines have side effects. That's a fact. She says, oh, yeah, vaccines aren't risk-free. They have side effects. There's a lot of truth in this article. But as Robert said, they're muddying it up with all these lies mixed in, and so you look at the whole thing, you don't even know what to believe.
Yeah, well, that's the point of this, because they've lost the argument. All they can do is continue to foment confusion.
Yeah.
So people don't know which way to turn. Who do I believe? And I'm confused. And then there's a state of paralysis that happens, and they figure they can win with intimidation when somebody is paralyzed with fear and confusion.
Yeah. And let me hit this last one real quick before the first break. She says that late in the article, the inactivated flu vaccine is safe and even recommended for pregnant women. Okay? There was a study that was documented September 27, 2012, in the Human Environmental Toxicology Journal that showed that the risk of fetal stillbirth and miscarriages is increased 4,250% with the flu shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, what else do you need to say? This lady needs to get a grip on reality, start checking out her facts.
Yes. But the HPV shot, that one's good, right?
We can talk about HPV after the break. We don't have enough time right now for HPV.
Perfect. Ty Bollinger is here. We are going way outside the box. Check out his books. They're all linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Give us a call if you want to chat with TMB, RSB, or Super Don. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thanks to Natural News. Thanks to GCN. We'll be back with more powerful healing and the HPV shots, the real story.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE, 855-340-7283.
I was abducted by aliens in the first segment of the show today. I forgot to tell you what I learned. Overheard this as I was time traveling. One of the founding fathers was evidently, he was overheard discussing the Constitution before it was ratified. And he said, and I quote here, you know what we ought to include in the Commerce Clause? A specific program to reward citizens who can come up with ingenious propaganda videos to promote mandatory participation in the future medical monopoly. Yeah, we can reward them with cash prizes from an unconstitutional central bank that will print money out of thin air. And then an uncredited co-conspirator chimed in. Yeah, but just don't tell Dr. Benjamin Rush. You know, he's already predicted that unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship, restricting the art of healing to one class of men while denying equal rights to all others. Ty, wow. You think the American people would ever go for that? Would they?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I stand corrected. You weren't abducted by aliens. You were actually in a time travel machine.
It's hard to tell these days, one for the other. I don't know, Ty.
Man, that was profound. That was profound because that's exactly what's going on today, isn't it?
It's wild. It really is. And then, of course, the promotion of the vaccines, and well done, Ty, as far as bringing the science to it that they say, we never have science. You natural people never bring the science. Well, we overwhelmed Miss Worthless with science last segment. And it continues now because the Gardasil researcher, one of the main developers of the Gardasil shot, the HPV shot.
Yeah.
I covered this last week, I think, but Super Don wanted us to cover it together, and I want to hear from you on this, admitted that the shot, the HPV shot, is worthless. Again, worthless? Isn't that interesting?
Worthless, yeah. Are you talking about Dr. Diane Harper?
You got it.
Yeah, well, she did. Well, she did, and then she didn't, right?
Yes, right.
She cleared her conscience, and then she changed her mind on it and said that's not what she meant. So, I mean, you know, maybe she's schizophrenic. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, yeah, the one of the key developers of Gardasil is on record as showing that, or admitting that the vaccine is basically useless, that it's a fraud. Now, but we didn't need her to tell us that, did we?
No, I mean, it was clear to us that the, you know, the whole basis for claiming HPV causes cervical cancer is nonsense to begin with.
Right, right. And you know, since we're in the mode of studies today, let's just throw out a couple real quick on Gardasil or on the HPV vaccine. Look at the March 2013 publication in the Annals of Medicine, which showed that it's worthless. Look at the August 2007 in the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, said that it was worthless. Let's see. We've got a 2006 study. Where was it published? I can't find where it was published. Well, the list goes on these studies that have shown that the Gardasil and the Cervarix vaccines are worthless. The problem is, and we've talked about this before, Robert, on the show, is that you've got, what, 100-plus strains of HPV. Only around 30 of them are even theoretically linked with cervical cancer. And over 90% of the women that have some form of HPV, it goes away by itself.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, even on the CDC's own website, it states, here's a quote, in most cases, HPV goes away by itself before it causes any health problems.
Right.
I just found that today on the CDC's website.
But then they do the PCR razzle-dazzle and say 30 years from now, you still might get cervical cancer, so go ahead and get the shot anyway. In fact, get three of them while you're at it.
Exactly, and it turns out the studies actually show that not only does HPV not cause cervical cancer, but the vaccine itself does.
Yes, right? And that's the other aspect to this, is like, I've said this for so many years that I really believe as vaccines are the gateway, you know, drug, I'll call them that, for a lifetime of drugs from Big Pharma and the FDA, et cetera. And indeed, they are the starting point in the development of cancer within and even autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look at the package insert in Gardasil, it says that it actually increases cancer by, I can't remember the percentage, a certain percentage in people that were already carriers of the HPV strains that are using the vaccine.
Yeah, and so, certain abnormal cells developing there in the cervix, dysplasias and things.
It appears that what the vaccine does is if it's given to a young, healthy woman who's already carrying some form of HPV that's in a harmless state, which most of it is, it actually may activate the infection and directly cause the precancerous lesions to appear. In other words, it might accelerate the development of cancer.
Yep.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yep.
The
and then there's
HPV vaccine that's supposed to prevent cervical cancer might actually cause it. But the vaccine myth that we just went over in the last segment, is that surprising?
Not at all. Not at all. What is surprising, or maybe not, that there's a health tip from healthfinder.gov that's telling kids to stay away from mercury. But makes no mention of mercury in vaccines, mercury in dental amalgams from your dentist, or mercury in CFL light bulbs, courtesy of Al Gore. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Outside the Box Wednesday with TMB and RSB. Check out the online ebook for free at powertohealisyours.com. There is a link right in the show notes. We'll be back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show and Ty Bollinger after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, just in case you can't get enough of TMB and RSB, then download the ebook. It's that simple. Carry us around with you. There's a silly picture of us. Ty, you cartoonized us very well for the cover of that ebook.
Cartoon?
Yeah, that's... you cartooned us. I mean, I'm a cartoon already, but
yeah,
you
did. I was going to say, that's just what we look like. We are cartoons.
We are living, walking, breathing cartoons. And
yeah, no, you're right. On the cover of the ebook, there's a little cartoon of RSB and TMB. So it's pretty cute. But again, the information contained in the ebook is really essential. It's good to get a grasp on that. It's the building blocks of health. And so we highly recommend that you go to thepowertoheal.com, download the ebook for free.
And by the way, we're glad you didn't see the original cover to the book.
Oh, yeah, it went through several different stages. One of which was RSB and TMB and like, what was it, like white tuxes or something?
We were like on top of a wedding cake. It looked like we were going out to support gay marriage. I thought, is that the right cover?
Hey, how come I didn't see that one?
Super Don, there was no way you were going to see that one.
Yeah, I had to scrub my computer of that one.
I said, Ty, send that to your wife for approval.
Yeah, she hated it.
Oh,
the
domestic funny.
Partnership of Health Talk Radio.
You want to talk about laughing out loud, man. I did when I saw that one. Anyway, yeah, download the ebook. It's free. It plug in the minerals, different things you can access. We'll be talking about more in the near term. Ty is so present here on a lot of these stories, particularly throwing the science at the vaccine issue. I love that. We've got a lot of things to do here. One of the things is a story about, it kind of comes back to this, Ty. If you are a hammer, everything begins to look like a nail. And this relates to the radiation, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about, Fukushima?
No, well, this is about doctoring in Fukushima. In other words, doctors delivering radiation well before there was a Fukushima.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, sure.
Yeah, I think the article you're talking about is how doctors that get paid to prescribe radiation actually prescribe more of it. Is that the one?
Yes, exactly. If they profit off of radiation, you can darn sure they're going to use it, and a lot of it if they can.
Well, you know what? I've got to read you a quote here, RSB, and because this is so true. This is an email that I received from a radiation therapist. All right, and it was about a year and a half ago I received it, but I actually put it in a newsletter back then. On my website, cancertruth.net, if you want to go there, you can sign up for free newsletters, cancertruth.net. But here's a direct quotation from a man named Ken Brady, who was a radiation therapist. Here's his quote. He says, "Hello, Ty. I purchased your book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I'm really starting to get into it now. I've been watching your YouTube clips, which I enjoyed learning from. I'm a radiation therapist, and I've seen hundreds of patients die after being burned up and shot up with chemo. I managed two different cancer centers during a 10-year period. I also have friends that are radiation and chemo doctors, and as you know, it's a business, and they thrive off getting new patients. I must tell you, Ty, that these doctors are filthy rich. One of the main doctors had five homes, an airplane, and I'm sure many other things that I did not know about. The main chemo doctor had a home in an average-sized town where if you lived in a 3,000-square-foot home, you would be considered to be rich. Now, this doctor lived in a 22,000-square-foot home with a basketball court, tennis court, a man-made pond, tall iron gate, etc. Honestly, I could care less about their possessions, but I just wanted you to know what the deaths of all the local cancer patients have paid for. One thing that really opened my eyes, we would get patients on their deathbed and would be forced to rush to start them on radiation that same day. I asked the doctors why it was necessary to start the patients on radiation so quickly, when they were so weak, because it seemed to me that it would do more harm than good. The doctor blew my mind when he said, I know this will sound morbid, but if the patient dies before they receive at least three treatments, we won't get paid. I just said, okay, but now my eyes were wide open, and I really saw the greed in the cancer industry. That's a direct quote from a man who managed two different cancer treatment centers.
Yeah, it's incredible the lack of concern for quality of life issues, much less the things we've covered recently, even with the JAMA Journal admitting that cancer, in most cases, in so many cases, not even cancer. And that treatments and these interventions and these detection technologies are actually creating that which may not even be there.
Here's my question for you guys. Just from a human perspective, how can you look at someone that's on their deathbed and know that what you're about to do is not going to help them? It might actually kill them quicker and still do it because you know you're going to get paid for it. I don't understand someone's mentality that could do that to another human being. I mean,
Ty,
naive? What's going on? How can a human do that to another human being?
Look at the atrocities that were done by doctors during the Nazi regime of World War II era Germany.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors visited untold horrors on the people. And when we say doctors are the most dangerous people on the planet, The docs that are good docs are not offended when I say this, because it's like Dr. Batar. He would acknowledge this and say, yeah, the doctors are very dangerous, which is why he wrote, you know, 9 steps to keep the doctors away.
Yeah, yeah. And, Dr., you know, Dr. Sawney would now agree with us, too.
Yeah, exactly. We're winning more converts here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, you're right. You're right. Look at World War II Germany, the medical experimentation that was over there that was took place not only in the concentration camps, but was initially started over there at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They were funded by none other than John Rockefeller himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at then Operation Paperclip that then brought over the war criminals from Nazi Germany back to the United States. So they're operating here now.
Yeah, and of course we come back to Obamacare, the implementation of the medical monopoly to a whole other level. You cannot escape. There is no non-participation unless you're Amish or I don't know what other religious sects they acknowledge, but I've said it, the First Amendment doesn't disintegrate religion into divisive this is and this isn't. If you have a religious belief that it violates, you opt out.
Yeah.
And whether it's in the law or not, it is your birthright to do that. And if you recognize how dangerous it is, you will opt out, and you'll deal with whatever they try to throw at you at that point. But they can't throw it at everybody when everybody figures out this is not something that's good for anybody.
And go by your adage, don't ask for permission when none is required.
Yeah, exactly. Don't wait for Congress to bless you, because
right.
you know then we'd still be, if we were of darker pigmentation, we'd still be sitting in the back of the bus. Remember that movement to say no, Rosa Parks, she didn't wait for an act of Congress. She didn't wait for the law to be changed. She said, this is not right.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about here. It is not right. Even if you can point to me, hey, this person was helped by Obamacare because they had access they didn't have before. That is not an argument to put other, maybe 100 million or more Americans in peril due to a medical system that has nothing to do with healing, unless we talk about putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, which, by the way, if you want a policy that just covers the unexpected catastrophe, good luck trying to find one.
Yeah, they're not around anymore, are they?
No, they've been mandated and forced to carry everything, so nobody can get what they really desire in terms of what is good about allopathic medicine. You can't even access it if you want it under that, and therefore they make it untenable for everybody, and therefore then they make the people that are asleep beg for more government intervention, which means more death, mayhem, and destruction, and loss of quality of life.
Yeah, but, you know, governments would never lie to us on that kind of stuff. Seriously, Robert. I mean,
for instance,
come on, I'm not being naive. Governments are good, right? Like the Japanese government. Remember they came out after Fukushima, and they had the Dr. Yamashita?
Yes.
Said that the radiation wouldn't affect the people if they just put smiles on their faces and acted happy.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that at Natural News? Mike put that out. Yeah.
Seriously, we're not making this stuff up. This doctor from Nagasaki was one of the propaganda pieces that the Japanese government used to make people not be afraid to live in Japan, because there were people that wanted, you know, tens of millions of people wanted to flee.
Yeah.
And so this doctor comes on and says that if you're happy and you put a smile on your face, that the radiation won't harm you. Seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, glow-in-the-dark smiles they were after.
You're happy and you know it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, drop your Geiger counter and walk into the light.
Here's the problem with that Fukushima. I mean, they keep letting out more and more of the danger that's coming from those plants over there, a little bit at a time. But mm-hmm. let me tell you something, fella, that's nothing like the danger that the whole world is facing if from those spent fuel pools.
Yeah.
Okay? Those haven't been released yet. It's huge. My good friend John B. Wells, who's the Coast to Coast AM host on the weekends,
yes.
This is his passion, is talking about Fukushima and the radiation. And he talks about this all the time. And I was just talking to John a couple of days ago about this, and he says, you have no idea the danger that the world is in from those spent fuel pools.
Well, and tying it back to the doctors, it's ironic because where are the people in the medical community outraged that this is going on, warning everybody about these radiational dangers? Well, they don't have a lot of credibility because they're often the same docs that are using radiation in treatment of disease. And so they're trying to say, well, we'll just up the levels and we'll say it's safe.
Yeah, or you can, they've got the PR bobbleheads like Ann Coulter talking about radiation hormesis, how it's really good for you.
Yeah, this is going to be good. What we'll do is we'll take the spent fuel and we'll spread it around the world on purpose because it'll help us.
Yeah, you've got the studies, you know, Mercola, the studies that he did a couple of years ago showed that the radiation from CAT scans causes, what was it, like 30,000 new cancers a year, 30,000
mm-hmm.
cases of cancer a year from the radiation. That's dangerous, but the radiation from the Fukushima is okay.
Yeah, incredible.
You know, the
also,
fuel that's being spread all over, is, it's okay.
By the way, we have a question coming in. It sort of relates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. By the way, yes, go to cancertruth.net as well and sign up for Ty's emails. Great stuff he puts out. You do, Ty. But there's a question. Basically, it's more of a generic question about thyroid. You know, what do I do? And so this isn't a segment where we're going to say if it's this, do this, if it's this, do this. But I'll tell you some basics are even in the ebook that you can download free at thepowertohealisyours.com. Also, the link is up a banner at Robert Scott Bell. You can just link to it as well. But the idea is that we have to nourish the thyroid. And, of course, they talk about with radiation, you got to say take potassium iodide if there's an exposure, an acute exposure, to block the absorption of radioactive iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, that's caliiodatum in homeopathy. But I would say increase selenium levels. And you, Ty, agree on the iodine as well is very necessary.
Yeah, that's what we did. You know, when Fukushima happened a couple years ago, what we did as a family is we had the potassium iodide, and so we took that for, I think it was about 10 days. And then we got off of that, and then every day since then, with a few exceptions, we take iodine in the form of iodorol, which is for the thyroid, because you want your thyroid gland to be filled up with good iodine and not radioactive iodine. So you got to provide it the good iodine. And you know, honestly, most people's diets are devoid of iodine. There used to be iodine in the bread until the mid-70s, and so then they replaced that with bromine.
Well, we got to take a break here. We've got one more segment. It goes so quick when we're together. TMB, RSB, it's Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. Links to Ty's books as well in the show notes. Give us a call. You got one more opportunity. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back with Ty Bollinger after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What is that? Oh, Ty, you all right? What was that? Is that a mosquito? You got bit by a drone. Well, isn't that just perfect? You know, in Florida, you're trying to tease me because in Florida they want to send in the drones to find the mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, is that not overkill?
Don't call them drones, though.
Why not?
Well, the drone industry says don't call them drones. They're unmanned aerial vehicles, but they're not drones, right?
They're flying machines with no pilots?
Look, here's bottom line, words have meaning, okay? So drones has a negative connotation. So they want to spin them as unmanned aerial vehicles, but not drones, because drones have such a negative meaning. But as we've talked about before, those that control the verbiage win the argument, don't they?
Yeah, of course. They rewrite definitions. They just like we did with the vaccine story today, Ty. You did so well. They muddied the waters so that you don't even know the word meaning, so you're not sure how you use it. And if you use it in a way you think you use it, turns out you used it in a criminal way, and they're coming to get you with the drone that they don't want you to call a drone.
Yeah, but you know what? I actually just got bit by an unmanned aerial vehicle.
an aerial assault vehicle, unfortunately.
Look, so don't say that he lied. Say that he was inaccurate.
He was inaccurate. And then he sent in a drone, and the bride and the groom got knocked off their feet.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just trying to make a point that words have meanings. And so drones have a negative connotation, so we're not going to call them drones now. You know, don't say that the little girl was rude. Say she's shy, you know?
Here's another word I got to throw out to you.
Okay.
Debt. D-E-B-T, debt. Debt is freedom, is it not? Debt is freedom.
Debt is freedom. Well, when you talk about the Fed, it is, right? Because now the Fed owns over $2 trillion, with a T, of the United States debt.
So $2
trillion. What is the Fed, RSB? Is the Fed federal?
No.
So the Federal Reserve System. Sounds really official, doesn't it? So
it does.
The Federal Reserve System is not federal. And let me ask you a question, RSB. Do they have any reserves?
And it has a lot of paper, toilet paper. It's a little rough, though, if you try to use it.
There are no reserves.
No reserves.
So, like we said in the past, it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable and you won't get any care. The Federal Reserve System is not federal and they have no reserves.
So what does it mean that they're holding $2 trillion in debt? Because that's different than China holding the debt somehow.
Well, yeah. So because here's the deal. The Federal Reserve System, as you know, 1913 was the year that the Fed was created. had these seven or eight really prominent money guys that met down off of Jekyll Island, Georgia, and they wanted to basically privatize the U.S. money supply. So they did, and then they had to sell the public on passing the Federal Reserve Act. And it's interesting, you know, we talk about words have meanings. The two of the sponsors of the initial bill were Nelson Aldrich and, I think Carter Glass. No, sorry, Carter Glass and Robert Owen.
Mm-hmm.
So Glass and Owen were both known to be friends of the bankers. So the first bill that went through Congress was called the Glass-Owen Bill. Now, it failed miserably because people knew that they were, you know, in bed with the bankers. So what they do, they changed it, and they changed the name. And so, I'm sorry, the first bill was called the Aldrich Bill, and then the Glass-Owen Bill was next. I had it reversed.
But it goes to the heart of what you're saying. They literally changed the name, make it sound good, like a Patriot
exactly.
Act. I mean, who would be against something that's patriotic?
Exactly.
And that's the game that's been played for a long time.
Yeah, it was the same bill. They just changed the name of the bill, and they passed it because they knew that Glass and Owen were the guys that were for the little guy, the small business, and Aldrich was the guy that was the banker. So they changed the name to Glass-Owen, and it passed. So that just shows the kind of deception that goes on. Now, why is this important? Well, because the Federal Reserve Bank is a consortium of private banks. Now our government owes them, private bankers, $2 trillion because they create
right.
money out of nothing. They write a check to the government, and the government puts it in the bank, and that's how the money is created. The Federal Reserve does not have any money in their account. They don't even have an account.
Ty, real quick, though, if the Fed is buying the debt because foreign countries no longer are interested in it, doesn't that mean it's closer to what they call monetizing it?
Yeah, it does. Monetizing the debt. That's how the government gets instant access to any amount of money at any time without having to go through any taxpayer directly
mm-hmm.
or to justify for asking it.
But real quick then, Ty, as we wrap up, what does that mean in terms of people who are saving in Federal Reserve note dollars?
It means that your savings is diminishing as we speak, because as more money is printed out of thin air and put into the money supply, the money that you have in your accounts, therefore, the value is becoming diluted. So there is no such thing as inflation.
No.
Do not increase in value. The dollar is devaluing.
Hey, you want to learn more? Come and see Ty and RSB, TMB and RSB, in Atlanta at the Healing Strong Conference. HealingStrong.com. We're out of time. Ty, thank you for being here. And Outside the Box, we'll be back next week. We got lots more healing to go tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.